Legislative Council meeting of May 17th, 1984.
Council, please come to order. Take the roll, please.
Representative Abud?
Here.
Representative Barnes? Senator Bennett? Representative Bustle? Senator Lassen? Representative Fuller?
Here.
Speaker Hayes?
Here.
President Kurtula? Representative Malone? Senator Moss?
Here.
Senator Mulcahy?
Here.
Senator Pettyjohn?
Here.
Representative Vasca?
Here.
Chairman Ray?
Here.
Nine members present.
Nine members present. First order of business is the approval of the minutes of March 21st. Committee had a chance to see the minutes. Do you want to refer them? Pleasure of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I've moved and asked the unanimous consent that the minutes of March 21st, 1984 be approved.
An objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next, we have a longevity bonus fee payment to attorneys. Who is representing that from the department? Anybody? Okay. The thought is that on a longevity bonus fee payment to the attorneys is that if the legislature wants to write a brief in concurrence with the Department of Law as to what we believe would be a proper payment, we can do so. But we would have to have it in by, I believe, by Monday, and we have it with the person. We had an attorney, I believe, Ruddy. Ruddy is the guy that handled our stuff on the longevity bonus before. I just wonder if the committee wants, yes.
Mr. Chairman, are you talking about the request by the plaintiff's attorneys in that case for 20% of the first year's payment?
Yes.
Well, I think we should definitely have some input on that.
All right.
And I would be glad to volunteer. I don't think they should be paid anything as more than a maximum of the hourly rate that they would normally charge and have to justify to the court every hour of time they spend on the case.
Yeah, I'm not interested in spending a lot of money on it, just enough to write a brief.
Write a brief?
Well, I mean, whatever. Whatever it takes, a letter, or whatever our position is.
I think you can write a letter.
Yeah. Sir?
Isn't there some implication there that we as legislators feel that we may owe them some of that 20, all or part of that 20%? I frankly don't feel we owe them anything like that.
No, the idea is for our input to the court system saying, just in essence, what you said is that the legislature does not believe that the attorneys representing Vest should receive any more than whatever hourly wage that they spend in, with perhaps a percentage overcharge or surcharge or whatever however they work it. Fritz knows better than I do about it.
I mean, the law is, Mr. Chairman, that you know, this is a public interest lawsuit, and our Supreme Court, through their rulemaking power, has stated that a prevailing party, they prevail, entitled to reasonable attorney's fees. They think reasonable is $2.4 million. At least that's what I read in the papers. And I think what's reasonable is a normal hourly wage.
I wonder
if justify every hour that they're working, they have to show what they were working on.
I wonder, it's a good faith effort, and I know that I know your other duties take quite a bit of time, but I wonder, as a representative of the council, Senator Pettyjohn, if perhaps you could write up a letter.
Sure.
I think you know, at least have a feeling as to what the council. Yes, sir.
I don't have any problem with Senator Pettijohn writing up a letter, but I believe that we should have, that should be in coordination with the members of the House as well.
Fine with me. Fine with me. The only reason I mentioned him is that he took a sincere interest and was up on the floor of the Senate making remarks.
I would like to suggest that our judiciary chairman of the House work with Senator Pettijohn.
Okay, will you talk to him?
I don't have any problem with that. Next, we have consideration of upcoming litigation, which is a matter that will deal in personalities and will possibly jeopardize the treasury of the state. As such, I would request somebody to ask for executive session.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Could we take up the item below that on the agenda first?
If you'd like to.
I would just make that request.
Okay.
Mr. Bob Clark is here. He can make a presentation about his journal.
If I may, I'd like to pass this along as a complimentary copy to each of the legislators. The first issue of the Public Affairs Journal, it's quarterly. And on page one, if I may, I'll just take you through a couple of paragraphs that state our purpose for extending an invitation both for your work, written work, monographs, or any issue that you feel is an issue that doesn't get out in a complete and comprehensive way, the way you see it. The journal exists for, as a medium, to do that for you. And we also, because we're going for a much smaller readership, approximately 5,000 people in the state, as opposed to the multi-thousands you get with daily newspapers and television, we're going for a decision-making, opinion-making audience. And the second part of my invitation, we could have you consider subscriptions for the legislature and legislative affairs functions. This is a venture which aims to complement daily and weekly news media, which by the nature of their publishing schedules and economic limitations of space and time, bring us news piecemeal at best, with less depth, breadth, and understanding than some complex issues require. This is not to find fault with the news media, but merely to describe the premise of an enterprise which hopes to find reception in a state undergoing processes of maturation and change on an order unmatched in any other. Newcomers and old-timers, urban and rural Alaskans currently confront these complex times without the advantage or access to the full facts and concepts they involve. With this and subsequent issues, the journal will attempt to close this void for its subscribers with a broader, more substantive view of important public affairs. Writers and authors will find in the journal nothing more or less than a channel for communication without editorial interpretation. Consequently, articles appearing in the journal will not necessarily reflect or represent the views of the publication, but will be chosen on the basis of the subject merits the attention of thinking Alaskans. This is the winter issue. The spring issue should be out in June. We intend to publish four times a year. Our subscription base is currently around 1,000, and our circulation for the first issue was a little better than 2,000. We're shooting for a maximum of 5,000. It's $30 a year. There are two newsstands in the state that are carrying it, one in Anchorage and one in Juneau, and they sell it at $10 a copy. But we really are doing that just as an exposure for introductory purposes. We really want to hold it to a subscription basis. The economic analysis in this first issue gathered a lot of attention and publicity around the state, even though it was referred to as the public opinion journal, really as the public affairs journal. And just would appreciate very much your consideration, as I say, not only to subscribe and make the material available to legislators and their staffs, but also as a forum for your views on complex issues that you think need a little broader airing.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we agree to appropriate $1,800, which would allow a year's subscription description for every member of the legislature, this journal. I think the first issue here is indicative of the kind of quality and the in-depth analysis of some of these issues that we can expect from this journal. It's not a great deal of money, and I think it would be beneficial.
Madam?
Mr. Chairman, I beg your pardon for coming in late, but presently we're getting an awful lot of reading materials that we've already counted. Could we just hold this off to our next meeting?
Representative Malone?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Barnes, I appreciate the presentation of Mr. Clark, but I would like a chance to study.
Do you want a motion on? Will you put that in your motion?
Chairman, I would postpone the decision on
It is my intent to have a meeting possibly right after the legislature adjourns.
Mr. Chairman, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Could you give us the date, please?
Possibly June 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The meeting, I mean, as far as the adjournment, it'll probably be between the 23rd and the 24th, or maybe even as far as the 25th.
In other words, there is no date right now that we can have this next meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's the Senate's position. I don't know what the House's position is.
We're ready to adjourn today, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. And I, again, ask for a motion for an executive session.
I'll move.
Who moved?
Vasca.
Tony?
Mr. Chairman.
No objection? Please call the room.
Executive meeting or regular?
Regular meeting.
Regular meeting.
I would, upon the advice of the attorney, because of the sensitivity of the matter, and it's a court case, I would ask the cameras not to turn at this time, please. Okay? Because if you do film it, or if you take anything on this, you'll be jeopardizing our case in court. Okay? You still have a red light on. Okay. The discussion in the previous discussions, we have Proposition 1, which was suggested by our attorney, and we have a Proposition 2, which is suggested by Senators Pettyjohn and Representative Malone. Yes, sir?
Yeah, well, Mr. Chairman, I was going to make a motion, which is that I would move that the Legislative Council designate empower the chairman to direct counsel to proceed in this case according to the chairman's best estimate of the situation.
Okay. Sure. You heard the motion, and there is an objection. Is there a discussion?
Call for the question.
Call for the question.
Well, I may call some names that have left. Senator Bennett. Representative Bussell. Senator Eliason. Representative Fuller.
Yes.
Speaker Hayes. President Curtula.
Yes.
Representative Malone.
Yes.
Senator Moss.
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy.
Yes.
Senator Pettyjohn.
No.
Chairman Ray.
Yes.
Representative Vasca.
Yes.
Representative Abood.
Yes.
Representative Barnes. Eight yes votes.
So the motion is carried. It is my intention at this time to listen to any member of the committee for any time this afternoon that would like to come in and talk to me. It's my intention at this time is to go on the advice of our attorney. Okay, next we have other business. We have a request from Senator Fisher, Paul Fisher, to correct the minutes of March 14th in which he requested volunteer teleconference site funds, and he asked for a part-time person to run the teleconference. And in the March 14th memo concerning the request, he detailed $1,500 to be used for contractual services to pay the part-time coordinator. While he does not request the site to be totally manned by volunteer labor, he believed $23,780 was. Anyway, what he's doing is he wants this site to be considered a part-time teleconference site rather than a volunteer site. With the same money. Turn the cameras on or anything. And I want to thank you very much for respecting that.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
To Mr. Attorney. What does that open us up for in subsequent years and so on? I've been involved in times when we converted other things and that required upstream considerable increase in funds, maybe not the first year, but the year following. And I think of two instances now, not involving this thing, involving other activities.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. President, I couldn't foresee what it might bring, but there is always the possibility, of course, that other volunteer teleconference sites and other legislators hear about this action would then also request some payment to those places that are now manning volunteer sites. It's always a possibility, but of course they could also be requesting them to be paid employees at any time anywhere, just like sites where we already have paid employees. So
he's asking for $1,500 for a contractual service to pay a part-time coordinator.
He's already got the money, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. He just wants he included it in the budget under contractual services, so there was no personal services budgeted at all, and it appeared that it would be strictly a volunteer site, as there's other sites where they don't have personal services. But it was his intent, apparently, from the original request, that he would pay part-time person under contractual services.
In the March 14th minutes, verbatim, Senator Paul Fisher appeared before council to request a volunteer teleconference site be established in Nikishka. Representative Malone moved and asked unanimous consent to sum of $5,250 to be placed in the budget to establish a volunteer teleconference site in Nikishka. No objections were voiced and the motion passed. What he wants to do is change that volunteer teleconference site to a part-time teleconference site.
Following question, then, if I may still have the floor.
Yes, sir.
As a volunteer site, it seems to me it was understood that certain equipment and so on was needed for that site. Apparently more funding was requested than the equipment was needed for the site. So I made a decision of support on the basis of a volunteer site, not on the basis of what it would cost to initiate, not on the basis of what it would cost to provide the funds to operate it because it was a volunteer site. I think I'm right.
Then is it still the opinion of the council that it is a volunteer teleconference site, or do you want to upgrade it to something else?
Mr. Chairman, it's
yes,
my
sir.
Opinion, too. I understood it was a volunteer conference site at the time.
And if there's no motion to change the minutes or change the definition, you move to change the definition?
Change
the
part-time.
All those in favor, hold up the right hand. Motion failed. Is there any other business come before the council? Again, it is my intention to have a meeting after the session ends, which again should be around in the neighborhood of June 2nd.
Are you sincere about that?
Yes.
We got to think about it in a second.
Yeah.